You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Jasmine is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Ryan. So in a few minutes, we're going to call him, see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her, and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. But first, Jasmine, how long has it been since you heard from Ryan?
It's been a week.
Okay, so have you reached out to him in that week? About how many times do you think?
I've reached out to him, embarrassingly, probably over 20 times.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's a lot. Don't be embarrassed. I mean,
I think that we can all say that ghosting is definitely happening here then.
Yeah.
Unless he lost his phone.
Yeah, but like, who can survive without a phone nowadays?
Totally
fair.
That's
very true.
Mm-hmm.
What were the 20 texts or calls? Like,
what did you say?
Yeah.
Well, I basically, it was like more than 20 calls, and then just the texts have just been kind of like, I kind of just been kind of writing paragraphs. Only because him and I basically met, we spoke on this app, and then before meeting, we were just, he was like hyping me up, and just, it was almost like love bombing, to be honest, now that I think about it, and now that I've spoken to my friends on it, that he kind of promised me a lot of things, and I guess I was just being really vulnerable. But before we met, he was telling me how pretty I was, and we were going to go to this place, and we're going to go to that place. And then when I met him, he was so incredible, so like everything I could even ask for. I checked off, like, I don't even know if people have a check box list. I don't, but if I were to have one, he's definitely that person. And he was witty, which is what I love so much. When we met at this Papa's bar, and I was just super excited about everything. He paid for the check, of course, you know, like any gentleman would.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him if he was okay after that, and absolutely nothing. But before then, before we were the date, everything was just like so many texts. It was like a lot. Like I said, it was like love bombing. And then we go on this date, and it's the greatest time of my life. And then I was like, okay, like, you know, I was going to wait to see if he wanted to go ahead and give me a call, because that's like what you do. But he took too long, so I was like, hey, like, are you okay? And then I was like, thanks for the night. And then after that, I've just been like, what's going on?
So while you were on the date at the restaurant, it was so perfect. Like, can you tell us about that? What were the conversations like? Like, what did you guys do?
Yeah, so it was like nonstop, like talks about our future together.
Wow.
He was talking about going to like Cabo, going to like meet his parents.
That's super intense.
Yeah, I mean, that is intense.
I would wonder what was going on
right,
too. But also it'd be kind of flaggy to hear somebody start talking that
like
way
that.
So soon.
Yeah.
Did you do or say anything on the date that may have, I don't know, altered the course of this marriage?
I mean, maybe I like appeared too eager because he's like, yeah, like we'll meet like my parents. I can't wait to show you like my grandparents too. And I was just like, maybe like I said like yes too quick.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, to go that far, right?
Yeah.
And then now I just think maybe he's like, he wasn't attracted to me or something. And maybe I should have like worn a certain dress so I didn't look basic. But I was like, I feel like I picked the perfect dress. Like, you know, like when you ask like your girlfriends when you're going out, and I did. Yeah, now I feel kind of insecure and just not okay with the right selection that I even picked on my dress.
Well, it might not be anything about you.
At all. I mean, I understand turning to yourself, like, what's wrong with me and doing the superficial, like, clothing and stuff like that. But there's a really good chance it has nothing to do with any of that.
But, like, first date impressions are everything, too. You know, like, when you wear, like, a red dress, that makes a big statement. But maybe I should have just worn that one. And I wore a regular black dress. And I think that like a guy probably on the first date wants like a red statement piece dress.
As a guy who's been on dates before, I don't think I would care black or red as long as you're wearing something. Well, or not, depending on the
okay.
Depending on where we meet. But, you know, I don't think, I don't know if the color of it, but hey, who knows? Everybody's different.
Okay.
Play a song, come back, get your first date follow up next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Jasmine is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by Ryan. So we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and see if she still wants another date after she hears the reason. But things moved pretty quickly. Jasmine, give a real quick recap for everybody who's just joining us on your situation with Ryan.
Okay, so I feel like this isn't your regular, like, ghost story. I mean, like, this guy sent me flowers before our date.
Wow.
He told me we wanted to travel together, that I could meet his parents. He paid for the bill. Everything was good. Good conversation. And now I absolutely haven't heard from him. And it went from so many messages flowers to my door, and now I don't even get a peep, nothing.
I would want to know.
Yeah.
I would definitely want to know what's going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, you ready for us to call him?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Ryan, please?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, how are you, man? My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Ryan. Whole show's here. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Wow. Okay. Hey. Mm-hmm.
What's up? Have you ever listened to the show before?
I have.
Oh.
Cool.
Why are you guys calling me?
No, Ryan, we're calling you because you went on a date with somebody and you haven't called them back.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if you've ever heard a first date follow-up before, but that's a segment where if you go out with someone and then ghost them, they ask us to call you and ask why. So we got an email about you from Jasmine.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling us about why you're ghosting Jasmine?
Well, Jasmine's great. We have a really cool date. She is attractive, lovely. But you know what? I have come to learn about myself that I have a lot of momentum in the romance department, and I need to cool the jets more often. And so I have decided for myself, no matter how good it's going, you know, as we're texting and talking beforehand, in the first 5 minutes, IRL, if I don't feel something discernible, a spark, I got to cut it off, because I've gone down that road too many times, hoping that would come because everything else seems so good. And then I'm months into a relationship and want to, you know, I'm too much of a romantic. So I needed to draw.
Okay. Wait, I don't myself. Like, okay. Hey, sorry, but it's kind of really refreshing to even hear your voice. But at the same time, now I'm kind of just like, I'm really just in shock and taken by everything. If you're such a romantic and all of this stuff, wouldn't you have been polite to just send me a text back or call back and be polite, have, you know, like just and communicate, let me know what's going on instead of just leaving me out in the dark like that? That's really disrespectful. I honestly want to like curse your head off right now, but like I'm not going to, just because I'm actually polite. I don't understand why you couldn't have just sent a message. You can go ahead and send flowers before, but you can't go ahead and send a message after our lovely date that we had because you didn't feel a spark.
Ryan, that's Jasmine. She's on the phone and wants to talk to you.
Right.
I got that. Yeah.
You're so much of a romantic. Like, what do you mean? How are you such a romantic? I hope everybody knows who this guy is and honestly doesn't go on a date with you. Because you should be a little bit more upfront if you're romantic. Have common courtesy.
My biggest question for you, Ryan, though, is what made you want to buy somebody flowers before you met them and talked about family and all of those types of things? Mm-hmm. And then, like, what changed in the moment where you felt comfortable doing that and meeting her in real life?
Well,
that is just a coward move to not even respond back to me.
I'm sorry. I'm also pretty non-confrontational, and I don't like ghosting, but it has become a fact in our generation that that's just how people handle it. So I thought it was better than me explaining all this stuff to you about my rules.
Yeah, but being like romantic is being vulnerable and having courage and all of that. So I don't even think that's what you are. I think you're actually like a narcissist, to be honest, if you're going to go ahead and like, this is like honestly just unbelievable. You shouldn't love bomb people like that. You shouldn't do that. I wish you luck in everything.
I was
finding this spark in somebody.
I hear it, Jasmine. I was embarrassed that I went so far before we even met. And so I just didn't even know how to respond or like double back from that. Okay.
Yeah, well, I really hope you learn your lesson and don't pull such a coward move on the next person that you try and find a spark with. Because that could mentally mess with people. Like, honestly, like my friends aren't even enough now. Like having to see a therapist after this is like where it's leading to. Like it's a little ridiculous. You should like, you can't do that stuff. I'm trying to find the love of my life here, the person that I'm supposed to be with. I think that's what everybody's job is and that's what they're trying to do. And you're going over here and then just like, oh, let me just like fake pretend and love bomb you and all this stuff. And then just like stop and not talk to you. Like, what are you doing with your life as a man?
Okay. I'm sorry. I have to jump in again really quick. Jasmine, you're right. He shouldn't be ghosting you and all of that stuff. And if you're in therapy, I think that that's wonderful, but that's not entirely his fault.
how I think that, like, what if you were in my position? What if you were, like, ghosted like that? I don't think you understand.
No, actually, I do. I completely understand. I have been in your position. It's more about the relationship
I'm
you
sorry,
had.
I'm just kind of hurt right now in the situation. And it's just, like, I didn't expect him to even answer.
I get that. We'll just leave it there.
Desmond, I want to be really clear. I think you're amazing. I had a great time with you. It was me after our date processing this and realizing, you know what, I had gone too far and I didn't feel something that I wanted to feel before I proceeded. And you deserved better communication about that. But that those are the facts. And I didn't want to lead you on or any further.
Whatever.
Ryan, would you like to go on another date with Jasmine? We'll pay for it.
I would like to go on another date with you, Ryan.
Oh, wait, what?
You would?
Yeah, I would. Absolutely.
You would. Okay. Jasmine.
Yeah, can we meet tonight?
What?
I'm busy tonight, but I do have a friend who I swear I think he came to mind when we went out. I think you guys would actually, I can put you in touch. I swear. No.
Oh, that's nice.
Really? Okay, cool. Just text me.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Seems like it worked out.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.